Yes. There we go. On. Oh my god, I got it.
Yeah. Just had to switch it to Wumbo. We told you. This whole time. Listeners, you don't even understand the ordeal we were going through trying to explain to him. He's like, I know, I've been doing this, you don't understand.
Yeah, it works.
Man.
Audio works.
We've been trying to tell him, he just doesn't seem to get it.
The good thing is we haven't audio really started ever. The stream, so I can just start again.
Yeah.
So, if you're watching the podcast, nothing happened.
C4 fucked up.
That never happens.
Oh my god. Hello and welcome to the Villains Talk Show podcast.
Which one?
Now that everyone can be heard, I am C4. Beside someone me, made mistakes. Below me is Zadiac.
Only some people knew how
today
to do
we're things talking about the Canadian election. God, someone else talk for like 5 minutes.
We were trying, but you didn't let us.
Well, I know, now you can.
We decide sometimes. Maybe we want to do the intro once in a while, you know?
I think you just want to talk to hear your own voice, honestly.
That's I can't hear my own voice.
That's unfortunate. Can you not feel your own voice through your vocal cords and all of that, you know? That's not the same. That is, it really is. It's all part of it. Anyways,
that's not,
we're talking about Canadian election day, right, guys? Because we're Canadian
and it's election day.
And
no, we're not talking about the Canadian election. That's not a thing.
Surprisingly little change in government after today, I'm sure.
Politics mean nothing. But
we're not talking about the Canadian election.
I'm sorry. Is it hard to host a show and keep talking?
Not at all.
Is that what I'm getting from everybody? It's hard to keep doing this. That's right.
I'm trying to do the show, honestly.
Appreciation, really I feel.
Get off your high horse. Calm down.
What? My horse is not that high.
It looks pretty high.
That high. It only did a little drugs.
Smoke weed every day. Yes. Today we are talking about the Canadian election. Why? Because it's stupid. Yeah. And like you may have heard of how stupid it is. Or you may be Canadian and perceive the stupidity. But no. As someone who has a degree in this, I'm going to thoroughly explain to you as best I can how dumb this is. But also today, Insaniac, why don't you start by telling us what it was like to vote for your first time? Oh my god, you popped your voting cherry. I'm so proud.
It's an important note. He is well past the legal age to vote. He has been eligible to vote.
he was just waiting for the right candidate, you could say.
Apparently.
not in the slightest.
Oh.
It was long. Night.
Did you just get fed up and just said fuck it and just cast your vote for any old candidate down on Eglinton Street in Toronto? That's a joke for all my Toronto friends out there.
I was surprised I had to wait that long to fill in a circle.
How was that feeling? Tell me about the filling in of the circle.
How did it feel?
You didn't actually fill a circle in, did you? Please tell me you wrote an X.
Let him talk.
I literally asked. I said it doesn't matter.
I didn't ask about that. Tell me about filling it in.
I used a pencil.
Oh? Yeah. HB1 or 2?
It was 3. Unlabeled.
Oh, you dirty girl.
Now, I didn't choose the pencil. It was
did you touch the pencil? Condom.
Did you lightly fill it in? Or did you color it in fiercely?
I can't say legally.
Well, you could.
That might be revealing too much on the bus.
We're getting a little steamy on the Villains Talk Show with our filling out of ballots.
Did we have to?
Yes, we did.
Now. Did you fold your ballot before you inserted it into the box?
It was pre-folded.
But did you fold it again?
Pre-folded,
I had no need to because it was pre-folded.
Didn't you have to unfold it first?
Oh, he had to.
You not understand what pre-folded means? No.
Was it a tri-fold or just a singular bifold?
I guess it was a tri-fold because there are two pins.
Ooh. Did it remind you of
scandals?
I'm not sure the kind of content. I'm not sure the kind of content. This
is really like ASMR ballot filling out. On this one.
Ooh, oh, no way. Tell me more.
Tell me more.
Of the granules of the paper.
I do. Oh, tell me, please. How granulated was it?
I don't. Stop.
What kind of paper was it?
What
finds you right on?
All right, let's back this up to a real question. Why today? Why? If you've never voted for so long, why? But that's it's come and gone. It's come and gone like what, like 4 or 5 times in your life at least? Why now?
Yeah, it'll probably come at least another. It'll probably come at least another 30 times after.
Okay, Insaniac, you know? I know you pretty well. Okay, I would say very well. Why?
Like, because I'm free to choose.
Is that it? You
yes,
just
but why did you
know
make
what?
A choice?
Just to throw that out there, I would not put that past you that you sat there like yesterday or like 2 days ago, and everyone just assumed you weren't going to vote, and then out of pure spite, that's why you did vote, because you just want to say you're free to choose and you don't want to be bound by anyone's rules.
I don't really express myself through negative emotion, but I mean. I would not
that's a lie.
To be honest.
You don't express yourself through negative emotion. Really?
That's a lie.
It's not
really.
You know that's a lie.
Really?
That's not a lie. Being angry and sad is not a negative emotion. It's using it negatively.
That is true. I mean, I'll second that.
It's healthy to be frustrated.
It is.
No, passive aggressiveness is very out of anger.
Well,
I'm pretty assertively aggressive. I'm honestly a lot of the time too. When
exactly
it's adequately so, but
how
is passive is better than yeah?
How is sort
of man? No, I would say passive aggressive is not very good to just being straight aggressive, because then you're technically trying to hold it back, unless you have like a reason. Like if you're gritting like through your teeth because it's like
I
a child
usually
or
do
something.
Have a lot of reasons.
But yeah, no, you just felt like you have never voted and you just wanted to
watch. No, I have reasons. I just don't really want to talk about it. I would be honest.
Ah, that's fair.
Yeah.
I usually vote quite a bit. I mean, I'm not a card-carrying member of any party. I've never voted NDP because I'm never going to debase myself to that. But I switched my vote. I won't lie. I voted for legal marijuana in Canada. That was
yeah,
great.
I didn't vote for that, but I would have been. I would have if I did.
I'm gonna tell you the best thing about
you
that.
Didn't honestly. I'm surprised that wasn't.
I honestly had faith in people enough that I didn't need to make that vote.
Oh my god, you had
that's,
faith in people,
sad.
And the faith actually rewarded you.
Right?
How was that feeling?
That never happens.
How? Like
it happens a lot, actually. You'd be surprised.
Seriously, how's
you
that feel?
Actually think about, you just have to think about it sometimes.
My God, my faith in humanity has just crawled into a corner and died on
you just
own.
Have to know how humanity works to have faith in humanity and the things that they're going to do. If you have faith in the things that aren't going to happen, you're going to let yourself down every time.
I have
you
faith.
Know, like... I have faith that they'll legalize marijuana because people are lazy.
I have faith people are going to do whatever it is to make it lazy. That's actually so perfect. I have faith that people are going to fuck the planet. You're right. Faith
right?
Rewarded.
If you exactly. It's just a matter of perspective.
All right. Let's
you
move.
Have to look at it the right way.
Let's move across the board because I have a huge knowledge of politics. So let's keep going with people who may not. So let's move over to someone who's related to someone with huge political ideologies. Sarah.
I hate politics. Despise them with every fiber of my being.
Really? Because I'm sure your husband disagrees.
Oh, it makes things real awkward sometimes. Real uncomfortable.
Also no fans.
For all those listeners new and old who have not clued in when we have had her husband on a couple times and I love him to death, but very, 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 very
libertarian.
That's a nice way to put it. That's a really nice way to put it.
Oh, anarchist. How about that? I like that better?
No.
Yeah.
No.
Yeah.
I mean, not that he, but the problem with that is he knows what real anarchy is and that it'll never work. So,
yeah.
That doesn't mean he doesn't want it.
He's a hyper realist like me, which is unfortunate.
Sometimes, not always.
But yeah, so you're not very political, but I'm sure you vote.
Hate it. Oh, yeah, I voted. Absolutely.
Can I
vote generally when I have the opportunity to.
Can I be so bold as to ask you for whom did you cast your ballot for?
You wouldn't like my answer.
I don't really care. It's already done. It's not like I'm going to go back in your box and be like, she's changing your ballot right now.
You're not?
Honestly, I hated all of them. I didn't want any of them to win.
Nice.
But I still wanted to be a part of the democratic process and vote. So I voted for NDP because I knew it would never win here.
Okay, that actually did hurt. I was hoping you'd vote for like the party, and then I'd be like, okay, I can't fault you for that. But
no,
even that, Sarah, you added to the popular vote for them. Ugh, you know, if they get that. Because of you, they get funding this year.
I hated them slightly less than most of the others. Very slightly.
Speaking of which, has anyone taken a look at the election map for Canada?
Yes.
Oh, yeah. I've been watching Alberta this whole time. Very Alberta.
Not a lot of red. That is what's funny. For a country that which, is...
honestly, I kind of hoped. Well,
red is all the small ridings, right?
No, all the red is... all the red is out east.
Yeah.
East.
We've got a few. We've got, somewhere in Calgary.
So let's move down to the youngest one of us. Normal ones. The one who has the least amount of voting experience before we move on to the topic. I'm guessing you didn't get a chance to vote. No, you could.
I did.
Oh. What about you?
He probably doesn't have the least amount of voting experience.
Same invasive question.
Definitely been able to vote twice in federal elections now.
Same invasive question.
Whether or not you have.
Well, I'm in the same boat, and conveniently there was a option for the Marxist Party.
See, that's a vote I can get behind.
I mean, I could have voted. We had like three independent people, but didn't.
If the Marxists all they need is 1,000 votes, and they get funding from the government, like, man,
yeah, they do.
Those are the people I want to give funding. When I see like the Rhino Party and they get like 900 votes, I'm like, damn it. Couldn't get 100 more people and get some funding to that party?
I don't know. We had a guy from Ontario who got expelled from the Conservative Party for accepting donations from a white supremacist group running here, so.
Oh, yeah, we did.
No, not you, just me.
I mean, I remember hearing about it.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, welcome to Alberta. We are middle America, just middle Canada. Right? It's like the same place as Canada.
It's the Texas of Canada.
His wife was running in Ontario, so no ideas what they were planning to do about that if they both won.
It's not just the Texas of Canada. It's also, we're also like, us also in
Florida.
Us in Saskatchewan are like the Florida, the Oklahoma, the Illinois. Like, yeah. we are the southern states of America, is us. From Manitoba to Alberta, we are the like southern the Bible states,
belt, right?
Yeah,
yeah,
yeah.
We are the southern states.
Yep.
The only place that could be more Florida than us, I would argue, would probably be the St. Lawrence Seaway.
No, I'd say in New Zealand.
In Canada,
yes, it is a British colony.
New Zealand in Canada.
Yes. The British colony, yes.
I love when John learns new things in the talk show.
We have a New Zealand?
That's what I'm asking. There's a New Zealand in Canada.
I could see there being a Zealand, but not a New Zealand.
That's my point. We're talking about Canada.
I thought we were talking in general.
That's why I'm so confused.
Yeah, there is no New Zealand in Canada.
Oh, my Lord of Christ.
You're welcome. See, that just brings you back to reality. That instant in that
that just makes me want to cry. At good. Our modern education system.
What I want to hear.
I appreciated it for Kane for what.
That's all I want to hear from you.
Here's.
Anyway,
I want to hear that you want to cry.
So I guess it's my turn. I didn't vote today because I was too busy, but I grew up in a very political family. My dad's a permanent campaign manager, does it for a lot of one political party that I will just keep off the board for now. And my mom has run many times, very political. They know quite a few people. I have seen if you're in the States, they'd be called governors, but here we call them premiers. I have met quite a few premiers of my province through my parents because they just know people. It's just the way it works. So I have been very politically inclined. And so I went to school and part of my English degree was politics, mostly provincial and municipal politics. But because of that, I learned a lot about the Canadian election. And so that's why I call it the electorection. Just kind of micro focusing on that. The reason I like calling it that is because the point of an election is to, at least most people's idea, is to, you know, get to a certain point and win. But if you're a minor party in Canada, which there's hundreds, you just want to reach a certain amount of votes. If you reach 1,000 votes, you're given funding by the government. You reach 10,000 votes, you're given more money by the government. And it's how parties like the NDP or the Bloc Québécois, they kind of stay afloat. One of the jokes here in Alberta, because we're so right wing, most of the people here, I'm not one of them, so I will not lump myself in, but a lot of people don't like Quebec and the French here. It's not because of any kind of racial anything. No, it's just because the way Canada works is because Alberta makes so much money, we send our gross domestic income per province is basically weighed in, and whoever makes the most gives the most money towards the central government. And then they give out that much. They give out a certain amount of money to the provinces that didn't make amount that much. So like, it's like everyone made the same amount across Canada. Problem is Alberta makes a lot of money and Quebec has not for a long time.
Yeah.
Which is funny because that's not true anymore because now Quebec's making tons of money. And
Alberta's not?
I know, exactly.
And are we benefiting? No.
No, we still aren't benefiting, which is hilarious.
Exactly. Exactly.
If you care enough, you look at the Canadian map, and that's why it usually, as it moves across the board, you move more blue because there's less people. You know, it's like rural America. I have worked on elections quite a bit my whole life. The one thing I can definitely talk extensively about is election fraud, actually.
Really?
I kind of...
How many times have you committed it?
To blatantly answer that question, sir, not once. And both my parents were acquitted and found not guilty of election fraud.
That is good.
Yeah, that's good
that,
to hear.
That is how close to election fraud I've been.
Yeah. I guess it makes sense that you would know lots about it. I should have known that.
if you want to look it up, you can. But years ago in my city, my mom ran for a municipal position, and she won. Due to the actions of the returning officer, they did not register the mail-in ballots that were due, and all of them were for my mom. The returning officer, we don't know why they didn't do this, but they just didn't. Because of that, none of those ballots were registered by the returning officer. So when they were all mailed in, each one of them was technically an illegal ballot. And so mm-hmm. my me and my family were dragged through the mud for 10 years being charged with election fraud. And in the end, we found what it took 10 years of our lives to figure out that it was some lady who just didn't want to. And when they finally brought her to trial and asked her why she didn't, she just said she didn't feel like it. She didn't feel like going through and writing and registering 5,000 names. Because, because she didn't think my mom would win, so it was pointless. Wow. Because of that, this lady literally screwed my whole family for 10 years.
All right, I've got to go for a sec. I'll be right back.
Oh, no! No! That's fun. But so because of that, that was back when I was like 12 years old, I think that started. And so I lived my whole teenage life pretty much with that over my head. And so I became very, very aware what happens in these kind of elections. And that's why I laugh when I see one of my favorite South Park episodes is the election episode.
That's too funny. I like that episode too. It's so funny.
Here's the thing. And I really got to give credit to Trey Parker, Matt Stone. 100% would work. I kid you the fuck not. If some 10-year-old kid had the bright idea to do this and the means to do it, no one would fucking catch him. Because all the people that work at elections are always elderly people who are looking for just a part-time job. And like I've seen it all the time. Like as soon as a kid comes in crying, everything stops because they're like, oh no, where's your mommy? And it's just because I've worked in elections as a returning officer, and I've looked around and like no one's manning their stations. And like having seen that episode, I'm just thinking to myself, man, that kid was smart. Like he would just walk up, take a box, walk out. No one said a fucking thing. No one would be.
Yep. That was the whole thing, man.
It's ridiculous that they. And then it's funny because while you're voting, the security is just stupid. It's just absolutely, absolutely stupid lax.
It was like some teenage kid at the security in my place.
But to drop off or pick up the boxes, if you ever see that, the fucking like armored vehicle, like this is Canada too, man. So for anyone watching, like Canada's not really intense with a lot of things, but like you watch these boxes of ballots come in. It's literally an armored fucking Brinks truck with like a police escort to pick up to drop off the box and pick up.
Yeah.
But they give it
intense when we're camping.
Here's insane. This is better. Now have that image in your head. Now when they drop it off, they come out with these boxes and they're all big tough guys and they hand it to this little tiny old lady. And maybe some 17-year-old girl who's working part-time for the elections to make some money. Go set it up in a gym. Or a church.
Yeah.
Go count those.
And then they have to count it. And that's the other thing. Yeah. Like, it's all hand count in Canada. A lot of people don't fucking realize that. Like, in America, it's digital. Canada, it's all by hand. So there's actually a huge probability for human error.
Yep.
That's why, like, it's really funny when, like, there's a recount, which I hated because, like, you'd be working late nights. But, like, when you do a recount, fuck, like, then all of a sudden you notice, like, hey, you didn't count, like, 10 votes for this person. Oh, you can't do that. And it happens all the time. All the time. Okay. It's why I hate the fact that they hire random, like, if they're going to hire stupid kids, make sure none of them can vote because then none of them have any like dog to fight in this race.
Yeah. Well, yeah, they're not worried about it. That's why I was saying on, I was thinking there should be like an online kind of hub where you do a lot of the voting stuff, where you put a lot of your bills out. And you have like an email subscription and it's registered through the government, kind of like where you do your UI stuff. right?
Problem is, everyone's been on a government website, whether it's the States or Canada. You can't trust that shit.
But at the end of the day, there's a lot of things that are not always guaranteed, but that's why it's something that's it would be running the entire time 24/7, and there'd be new bills going up. It would be an active website, so you'd have active moderators, active people working at the servers.
The other problem is cybersecurity. One of the hugest problems
in our age that we have to evolve with is cybersecurity.
But we like to get ahead of cyber. I said way too much.
I know you have to have up to date shit. It's important.
It's the problem with cybersecurity is not up to date. It's you have to find a company or group of people who cannot just stay up to date, but predict where things are going, because you have hackers that are literally 16 or 14 or sometimes 18 or 20 who are able to develop these lines of code that are so invasive and so advanced that like that they hack into things. Like this is the problem with modern cybersecurity. And then you have, as much as I hate to say it, you have in places like China where they have entire facilities that are just dedicated to cyber attacks and cyber espionage and getting into that information and hacking, that you can't reliably stay online as a government. It's a problem with the bureaucracy right now, and not just in Canada, the United States, in a lot of bureaucracies along a lot of democracies right now, is that because cybersecurity is so hard to keep up to date to the point that it's actually viable in terms of blocking out these kind of attacks, you might as well do everything on paper. It's a lot harder to get paper. It's a lot harder to get files off a sealed laptop or a sealed computer that has no access to the internet than it is to have something on a server. And so, I don't disagree that it's not going there, but I think that there would have to be a huge jump in, I would say, understanding of technical language, at least in my mind.